My son, as some of you might know, is becoming bar mitzvah this week. We're celebrating it on Shabbos, but it happens to be that the Bo Bayom is on Shabbos as well. And Mr. David Isaac, I'm glad you're here. You raised the question that I'd like to address. I'm going to be speaking about it in a full shiur tomorrow night, but I want to raise the issue. Mr. Isaac asked, if he makes Kiddush, we're making an early Shabbos, so if he makes Kiddush, or if he's Yotzei Kiddush, at, let's say, 7:30 before Shkia, and then he becomes a bar mitzvah, of course, when night falls, when Choshech comes, which will be an hour or two later, was he Yotzei the Kiddush from before? That's the question. This question really manifests itself, rears its head in many, many different forms. One of the most famous ones, which is the subject of many bar mitzvah shtiklech, pshetlech, of course, of those boys who become bar mitzvah during Sfira, is if a boy becomes bar mitzvah during Sfira, does the counting that he did before count for afterwards? But as we'll see in a moment, there are many applications of how this could come about and how to deal with it. So I'm not saying we're going to reach a conclusion this evening, but at least to become aware of what the questions are and some of the applications, the hashlachos, that we might find this issue coming about. So I want to start with a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, as well as a Rambam, who talks about the following. It talks about somebody who ate matzah when he was not in his sane mind, meaning somebody who has his ups and his downs, and sometimes he's with it, sometimes he goes crazy, and he happened to, you know, the Seder that he, at the beginning of the Seder, he gets spending too much time with his mother-in-law. She was with them, or his wife driving him crazy, and he was in one of those loony types of matzavim, and he ate the matzah, and then after a few cups of wine, he settled down, everybody calmed down, and he regained his sanity. So, was he fulfilled? We're talking about an adult. We're not talking about a boy, bar mitzvah, nothing, a regular adult who was shota when he ate the matzah, and then he settled down later in the evening. Is he obligated to eat another kezayis of matzah? After all, the first kezayis that he consumed was while he was a shota, and therefore pater min ha-mitzvos. So the Gemara, and accordingly the Rambam, says the following. Achal kezayis matzah hu-nichpe be'esh tuso. He was nuts, v'achakach nisrape. Chayav lechal achash nisrape. And listen to how the Rambam phrases it. L'fisha osa achila haisa b'shasha ya pater mikol mitzvos. If he ate it when he was pater, so it didn't count, and therefore he has to go ahead and eat a new kezayis now that he is sane. That's one source, or one primary source. That everything that I'm sharing with you comes from Ravadi. Has a very, very long tshuva, 19 pages long. So we went through a few of them. So from sharing with you just a few points. Another point that comes up in Chazal is the following. This is also a Rambam. Let's say you have a katan who becomes a bar mitzvah. The Rambam talks about explicitly between Yud Dalet Nisan and I didn't say Tesvav Nisan. I said between Yud Dalet Nisan and what? And Yud Dalet Iyar. So the question is, he's not chayiv when time of the current Pesach, but he will be a bar chayuva for the time of the Pesach Sheni. So is that little boy, who for Pesach Sheni is now Bar Chiyuva, but he wasn't the first time around, is he going to be Chayav in bringing a car in Pesach Sheni? So this is a Mefurisha, Ger. Yeah, the Rambam talks about both. Ger Shen is Gaib in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, between Katan Shigdil, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, says the Rambam, Chayav and Lasos Pesach Sheni. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So that also would indicate that even if you're not really, you know, it could be Pesach Sheni has its own set of rules. That's a long discussion. Maybe there's a special psukim by Pesach Sheni. But either way, it seems so far that if a person fulfilled the mitzvah when they were not a bar chiyuv, and then they became a bar chiyuv, they would have this new chiyuv, this new obligation to, yes, fulfill the mitzvah anew. You see an important point from the Rambam. The Rambam said, when he was talking about Karan Pesach, equated a shota to a katan. Just like a shota who was sick, who was insane, and then became sane, has to do it again, and the first achila didn't count. The Rambam says, so to a katan. So we see that, you might have said, no, maybe katan's different, or for some reason. No, you see the Rambam equates the two, so katan would be equally similar to the shota, that if he did something when he was a katan, and now he's a gadol, the first time didn't count, and he'll have to do it now that he's a gadol. Now, we'll present an even more interesting application. This is the Maharam ben Chaviv asks the following question. There's a machlokas regarding bar mitzvah, whether it's 13 on a day, which is what we follow. There's also an opinion that we don't follow, but there is an opinion among the Rishonim that it's me'es l'es. That means if a kid is born at 2 in the afternoon, he becomes bar mitzvah not, you know, when he's 13 on a day, that at seis, hakochavim, but rather at 2 in the afternoon. Somebody else became a bar mitzvah, you know, was born at, you know, 9:32 a.m., so he'll become bar mitzvah only at 9:32 a.m., so he won't be able to get the aliyah for his chakras at the 7:45 minyan, or the 7 o'clock minyan, but at the 9:30 minyan, he will be able to, you know, to get the aliyah to learn. So that's one of the opinions, and we don't pass in that way. We pass in that as just, we go by the day, not by the exact time of birth. But according to that opinion, that a boy will become bar mitzvah at the time that he was born, let's imagine the following scenario. First day of Rosh Hashanah comes, and he was born, let's say, at noon, or at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And his bar mitzvah is on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So he goes to shul with his father, sits next to his father, hears the shofar, and he's still a katan. It's his 13th, and he's 13 in a day. It's his 13th birthday. And then finally, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, after everybody goes home and finally sits down to eat, everybody, they bring out the birthday cake, and he's a bar mitzvah now. So does he have to now hear shofar anew as a bar chiyuva? Because it's Rosh Hashanah, and now, first day Rosh Hashanah, now he has a chiyuv d'arais that he didn't have prior, so is he going to have a chiyuv? So we don't paskin like that opinion, as I told us. It's really a question, it's really just academic, it's really theoretical, it's not really practical, but we'll finish with this. But McVeger says that no, this far is practical. How could you have a situation, according to what we paskin, where a bar mitzvah is dependent not on the time of day, but on the what day on the calendar? Rabbi Kveger says that to be a gadol midaraisa, aside from shanim, you also need shnei sairis, two hairs that demonstrate physical maturity. So says Rabbi Kveger, even according to us, the way we paskin, let's say on Rosh Hashanah morning, this bar mitzvah boy does not have shnei sairis, and later in the day, it's by two in the afternoon, four in the afternoon, they're developed shnei sairis. So even according to the way we paskin, this shiloh will be. Will have to be faced. How do we paskin in this? I will share with you the two faint. Was one second. Did he give the answer? I don't know what the one second. Yeah, Rabbi Kveger says he would have to hear tekius again. I think that's what Rabbi Kveger says. So either way, this is just an introduction to the question that there are going to be lots of applications, and we'll have to figure out the answers hopefully by tomorrow night's shir. Certainly, at least by Friday night, when it's going to be Allah l'maisa for me. Last night we raised the question that is Allah l'maisa for me this Shabbos. My son is becoming a bar mitzvah bo b'yom on Shabbos. So he spoke about the question, if a katan would make kiddush when we're making early Shabbos tomorrow afternoon, will that work for Shabbos? Because he made kiddush when he was only a katan, and kiddush will be d'rabbanan, al tzchinuch, and then he's going to become a bar mitzvah, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the meal, have a mitzvah d'araisa of kiddush d'araisa on him. So that question leads us to another corollary, which would be the following. Let's say tomorrow afternoon, my son will, again, we're going to eat. We're going to make an early Shabbos, and we're going to start eating. And let's say we finish eating by 8:30. Around 8:30, we'll finish eating. Again, maybe we'll sing afterwards. There'll be speeches afterwards. But we're not going to get to benching till 10. So let's think about what happened. He ate his achila, v'savata, was while he was a katan. And his birchas hamazon is going to be afterwards. That's not such a complicated shayla. We'll just say, okay, so you have to bench, right? You're going to bench, and of course, at least you're benching now that you're chayav d'orais. But what would happen if somebody on their 13th, right as they are becoming a bar mitzvah, they have a lunch, a late lunch, dinner, and they bench right around now, right now, shkiz in a minute, let's say. Half an hour later, it's teisak l'chavim, they're a full bar mitzvah, and they're still full from dinner. So that means they have right now, at let's say at 9 o'clock, when it's after Tzeitzak L'Chom, they're a full bar mitzvah. They ate, and they were saveya, and they still have their fullness, their satiation, their sviya, now that they are a full bar mitzvah, but they benched already. But the benching that they did before it got dark out was a benching of a child. Now that they're a bar mitzvah, they're still full. Now they have a chiv midorais to the bench, but they benched already. This is a question Rabbi Kveger asks, what do you do? If a katan ate late in the afternoon and he benched, but he's still full when he becomes a full bar mitzvah, does he have a chiv midorais to the bench? Of course he has a chiv midorais to the bench. He's a chal, a sava. But his beirachta wasn't a beirachta deraisa, it was only a beirachta derabanan. And now he still is v'chalta and v'savata, and he's only, and now he's he has a chiv deraisa on the bench. That's the question Rabbi Kveger asks on Shulchan Aruch. Do you know what his answer is? There are three possibilities. Yes, no, or maybe. He answers maybe. He says tzarchiyin. He doesn't know the answer. He doesn't know the answer. So there is a discussion about this topic, and there's one of the Achronim, the Imre Bina, says the following. He says, you're telling me that he ate while he was a katan, and he was satiated while he was a katan, but the bench, and he benched while it wasn't a mitzvah d'oraisa to bench, because he was only a katan, therefore only chayav d'rabanan. But when he becomes a bar mitzvah, you want him that maybe now he has a chayav d'oraisa to bench now? He has a chayav d'oraisa to bench now on what? On an achila and on a sviya that happened when he was a katan. So yes, he still continues to be satiated in the state of being, sense of the word. But as far as any active achila, there's no maisa as a begadlus. There's no achila sviya from the achila after he's a gadol. And therefore, just in Rabin, which is a chiddush atzim, I think, that you need the achila, v'achalta v'svatu v'erachta, that whole trio have to occur b'zman chiyuv. And here, where the katan had his achil and his seal while he was a katan, only then did he become, you know, a bar mitzvah. Well, that the beirachta is disconnected to the achalta mitzvah. The achalta mitzvah was while he was a katan, and now you want him to bench to the beirachta on something that the achil and sviya was while he was still a katan. That the Rabbina says is not necessary, and therefore the Rabbina, even though Rabbi Kveger wasn't sure what to do, the Rabbina says no, he's not going to have to bench again because his achil and his sviya was before he was chayiv in the mitzvah, while he was still a katan, while he was pater. Now this concept, what?
He'd wait to bench.
Yes, if he'd wait to bench, that would solve the problem, correct. Now this question bears its ugly head in a lot of circumstances. For example, the Chazon Ish raises the following point. Let's say a ger is going to the mikvah to get his gerus, and on his way to the mikvah, he wants to stop one last time at McDonald's, right? It's his last chance. After this, there's no more McDonald's forever. He goes to McDonald's, and for $1.99, he gets himself a Happy Meal, and he has a triple burger with the cheese and the lettuce and the works, and French fries, and a large, you know, one of the super gulps, and he eats it, and he's saveya. Then, 5 minutes later, he dunks in the mikveh, he's Jewish now. Says the Chazon Ish, does he have to bench? Doesn't change anything. You have no idea how many times my students have asked me, Rabbi, I say, oh, we've just finished class. You made a bracha on your breakfast? Or, Rabbi, I didn't make a bracha. Doesn't matter. If you don't make a bracha, he's left the bench. What?
What was
he mal? He mal 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago he mal. No, he mal 2 weeks ago. Well, first he gets mal, then he waits 2 weeks to heal, and then he goes to the mikveh. That's what we do. That's halacha ma'aseh. What we do. So he has to bench. That's the question that the Chazon Ish says. It's the same question that we're asking. His achil, and let's say it was kosher. I just wanted to dramatize it. Let's say he went to kosher delight. He wants to know what he's going into for the rest of his life. He went to kosher delight. Olav Hashalom. So he goes to kosher delight as a kosher meal, as for, you know, as he's about on his way to the mikveh. So now does he have to bench? He's full. Same exact shayla. We could say this shayla. I have to finish, but the same shayla exists. Let's have an onain. An onain is on his way, you know, he's starving, he's traveling, plane flight here or there. On the way to the kvura, they give him a sandwich to eat. He eats a sandwich, of course, without bracha, he doesn't. And he eats a sandwich on the way to the kvura. A nice hefty sandwich, two slices of pizza. They do the kvura, half an hour later he gets back in the car to go home. He's now mechuyav b'mitzvos. So his achila and his sviya were b'ptur, and now he has the chiyav. So what's the halach in that case? So Be'ez Hashem, tonight at the shiur we'll talk about it. Rechnav in a kashmir, as 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 a kashmir, as